Over the years that followed, there were moments when Tracy seemed distant and preoccupied. There were no more expressions of self-loathing or suicidal impulses. He'd just withdraw. Then he'd return. We'd go on with our lives. No doubt if I had been older, more experienced with men, sure of myself and what I wanted, I would have wondered more about what was going on inside Tracy. As it was, we had met as teenagers. We were busy growing up together, and I accepted that we each had our demons to wrestle. And for the most part, we were in harmony. We worked consciously and conscientiously to build a strong relationship, to develop and hone our communication. Everywhere we lived or traveled, we took long walks, frequented cafes and bookstores, spent hours at home reading aloud, cooking and drinking wine. Tracy was an avid football fan, and he taught me the game so that I could enjoy it with him, albeit without his zeal. He tried, and largely failed, to get me to share his love of science fiction. I introduced him to photography and European cinema. He lived with my preference for what he called relationship films, and I lived with his for films involving aliens and violent death. Judaism grew increasingly important over the years as a set of ideas to explore, argue over, agree upon, and ultimately express as life practice. We supported each other's work and career aspirations. Against my own economic interests, my desire to start a family, I pushed Tracy to get off a steady, relatively lucrative, but dull path through the business world and go to graduate school. As a writer, Tracy was the reader I wrote.